the biggest practical joke, the biggest hoax ever played in Somerset County history. And it's true. It involves the Landis family, and the Landises are the stone cutters that are over on site number 3. I don't know if you've been over to see them or not. It was their father, Everett, the two sons, Carl and Bob. This is Bob. He keeps me straight. It was his father who pulled this off. And like I say, it was the biggest hoax ever to come about. It was Christmas Day, 1920. And it was a nice sunny day, good packing snow. Everett, who is his dad, was 14 years old, and his younger brother, Roy, are out playing in the snow. Now, Roy could walk on his hands, and Roy is walking up through the snow on his hands. Everett looks at the prints and realizes they look an awful lot like bear prints. So he gets the idea, what if we made fake bear prints, bear paws? Could we fool the neighbors? Well, Everett's father was quite the craftsman, and in the barn there was a blacksmith shop and there was a wood shop. So Everett and Roy went into the wood shop and they got some blocks of chestnut and they carved wooden bear paws. They used wire for the claws. They built up a platform so that your foot actually was up here and never showed when you stepped. And then Everett and Roy went out and started making tracks everywhere, all around the neighborhood. They went up to their friends' houses. They went up to the one-room school that they attended, walked all around the school, looking in the windows, went in and out of the outhouse. They went up to their Uncle George's house. Now, George was a boiler operator at a mine over in Adams, and he worked the night shift. They went up to his house, and they purposely walked up to every window in the house. They circled the house a couple times, went up on the porch and down, made lots of tracks. Next morning, people wake up and suddenly there are bear tracks everywhere. Well, there hadn't been a bear in Somerset in decades that had either been shot or chased out. So suddenly seeing bear after all this time threw people into a panic. They didn't know what to do. Parents wouldn't let the kids go out to play for fear of the bear. They were organizing bear hunts, buying bear rifles and bear dogs to try and chase these things down. George was so scared of the bear that he went to the mine and he quit his job because he said he wasn't going to come home at night and meet a bear face to face in the middle of the woods, not him. Well, now they couldn't tell anybody because if George found out that he quit his job because of a practical joke, George would have killed him. So now it was a secret. Well, it just so happens a fella had moved in from Crescent in the neighborhood and there were bear in Crescent. So he became the bear expert. They called him in, he examined the tracks, and he said, well, they're so small, it must be just a cub, nothing to worry about. Well, that upset Everett, because they thought they made some pretty big paws. So he went home, and he made bigger paws. It took two boys to work the bear, one in the front wearing the front paws, one behind with the back paws. The guy behind kept his hands on the hips of the guy in front, and they walked in unison. So you had a perfectly aligned, perfectly even step of a bear. Now they're two bear running the neighborhood. They call in the guy from Crescent. He examines the prints and says, oh, looks like you got the mama. Well, that really upset Everett. So Everett went home and he made Papa Bear, big ones. But they needed help because it took too many. They only had George and Roy and Everett. So they called in their three cousins, the Weigel boys. And now there are three bear roaming the neighborhood. Six young fellas at night going around making tracks. They went everywhere. They would walk into a mine and then they would walk backwards out. And it made it look like the bears had gone in and were still there. And so people got the dogs and the guns and they surrounded the mines waiting for the bear to come out. Of course, the bear never did come out. They would go up to people's smokehouses and they would take the claws and they would scratch on the doors of the smokehouse, make it look like the bear was trying to break into the smokehouse to get the meat. One night, they chased a rabbit into one of their neighbor's wood piles, and they tried to get the rabbit out. So they're tossing logs and lumber and everywhere. Couldn't get the rabbit out, so they left. Well, the next day, the neighbor wakes up, comes out, and looks, and there's bear tracks going into his wood pile. And the wood pile is just a shambles. He thinks the bear's still in the wood pile. So he goes in, gets his rifle, comes out, sets the wood pile on fire, and waits for the bear to come out. Well, the bear didn't come out, but he did burn down his whole wood supply that winter. by now, people are seeing the bear. Bear fever has set in. So-and-so's uncle swears he saw it run across a field here, saw it cross the road everywhere. People are seeing these bear everywhere. What really put the lid on the whole story, right beside the school, there was a pasture with a barbed wire fence, and there was a black horse pastured in the field. Some of the horse's hair got caught on the barbed wire. Bear hair. Now they had positive physical proof that the bears existed. The only thing they couldn't figure out was where were the bears coming from and where did they go? Because the tracks would suddenly appear and then they would disappear. And what these young fellows were doing was they would find a spot on a road where there was no snow, they'd walk, cross into that spot, put the bear tracks on, step across the road and start walking. So suddenly the bear tracks appeared. And then they would find another bear spot, sit down, no pun intended. They'd find another spot, sit down, take the bear paws off, and the bears disappeared. They brought in tracking dogs, and they tracked them forward, tracked them backwards. They could never figure out where the bears were going, where they came from. Every spring, the bears disappeared. Every winter, the bears came back. Now, it didn't dawn on people that bears hibernate in the winter and come back out in the spring. Not this bears, okay? These disappeared every spring, came out every winter. For 7 years, 7 years they terrorized the neighborhood. No one ever caught on. Well, Everett now is 21 years old, more interested in girls than bear, so they decide they're gonna get caught. They wanted to get caught. So they devised a plan. They were going to go to Shanksville and walk down Main Street of Shanksville so people would see them. Well, it just so happens on the outskirts of Shanksville, there was an abandoned house at that time, and they decided that would be the meeting place. So that night, all the fellows arrived. They were sitting on the porch putting on the bear paws when all at once from inside the building came this huge ruckus. Some guys from the sugar camp had stolen some chickens and were having a chicken roasting party in the house with moonshine, of course. And so there was laughing and yelling and squawking. The noise scared the devil out of the boys, and they took off running. Of course, they're wearing bear paws. And so suddenly there are bear tracks just going every which way all around. And that was the last anyone ever saw of the bears. They never returned. But the secret didn't come out for 60 years. It wasn't until 1986, Everett was sitting in a barbershop over in Shanksville, swapping stories with the old guys. And of course, by now, the bear story was epic legend. It was part of Somerset history. The story came up, and Everett decided it was time to come clean. It was time to confess. So he admitted that there really were never any bear. It was he and his two brothers and the three cousins, the Weigel boys. They had made fake prints. They had made all the tracks. There were no bear. No one believed him. Everyone had seen the bear. Everyone had bear hair. So it wasn't until Everett went home and brought out the tracks. Wow. This is the cub. This is the original. These are 95 years old. This was built by a 14-year-old in his father's wood shop. They originally just used a strap to strap it onto your foot, but there was a heel stop so your foot wouldn't slide. It was actually made with an arch so that when you walked, it rocked with a natural step. This is what started it. This is Mama. This is Mama. Eventually, they just took to putting Arctics, nailing them to the top so they could put them on and off much quicker. But it wasn't until Everett brought these out that anyone believed them. And every year when I come here to tell this story, if I didn't have these, you wouldn't believe me either. And this is the story behind the mystery and the hoax of the bear scare of 1920. And if you don't believe me, this is Carl and Bob. It was their dad who pulled this off. And they'll verify the story. They keep me straight. I've got a newspaper article up here that shows pictures of Everett holding the whole family of bear, and then one of them holding the papa, so you get an idea of the size of it. But that's the biggest hoax ever in Somerset County history.